In Syria, suggests that Iran is planning to target military or government infrastructure rather than civilians. Our Middle East correspondent Alistair Bunkle says there are many questions.
Would Iran do it itself, which would be a major escalation and would probably see Israel retaliate against Iran directly? Or will they use one of their proxies around the region, like Hezbollah in the north, the Houthis? I think that's probably more likely.
Meanwhile, despite being critical of Israel's plans in Gaza, President Joe Biden says Benjamin Netanyahu has his ironclad support. An investigation to re-examine the decision to charge Caroline Flack with assault. Police overturned an original caution, which a coroner said contributed to her taking her own life 2 months later in February 2020. A government minister insists a new clampdown on homelessness won't penalise rough sleepers in England.
We want to stop some of the aggressive begging that can happen around cash points, for example, but we do not and will not penalise people who don't have a home. Absolutely not. That is not what this bill is about.
That's Health Secretary Victoria Atkins after charities raised concerns over aspects of the new criminal justice bill. Their letter warns it risks penalising women seeking safety. A man's been charged with murdering working with a pram in Bradford on Saturday and in court today. Consumer actor's baby wasn't hurt. There's fresh hope for migraine sufferers as the NHS in England has been given the go-ahead for a new drug. More than 170,000 people could be helped by it. And Thames Valley Police has had to clarify a video is 100% real after confessing some officers confused birds with sirens. Chirping near a police station was to blame. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM. On 90FM and online, Phoenix FM.
Tell me all the things I don't know. Tell me everything about you. talking like that, getting everybody fired up. So I'm ready to attack, gonna lead the fight, gonna get a touchdown, gonna take you out. That's right, put your pom-poms down, getting everybody fired up.
Just to let you know, I have arrived into the studio, got caught up on the M25 Brook Street roundabout. So I will be doing the intro to the show in a while. Great to be in. Got guests in the studio, plus some brand new music as well. I'll be back with more after this.
So that's right, meet me at the bleachers. No principals, no student teachers. Both of us won't be the winner, but there can only be one. I'm gonna fight, gonna give it my all, gonna make you fall, gonna suck it to you. That's right, I'm the last one standing and never one bites the dust. Gotta be around that
just slightly later than 10 o'clock. I got caught in horrendous traffic at the M25, the Brook Street roundabout, that is basically not moving. Just as you come up to Brook Street roundabout, so that was fun. Nothing worse than being stuck in traffic. But I'm here now. So you got me for the next 3 hours with guests in the studio. I'm going to be talking to Tracy Johnson from who is the Partnership Liaison Officer at Vita Health Group. She's here to talk about mental health in the workplace, which will form part of our third mental health podcast. You can check the website out. Their mission statement says Vita Health Group celebrates life. Improving lives physically and mentally drives everything we do. And we're going to find out about all the services that they provide here in Brentwood. So we'll be covering a lot of things. Mental health in the workplace and also physical activity too. And we can see what services are available, something you want to get involved in. So we've got a brand new track from the JoJo Man Band. That's coming up as well. Suddenly developed a very dry cough. I don't know what I know because I'm not having a cough. Yeah. I had a really weird breakfast this morning. I had some cereal, which I'm not normally that keen on. Excuse me. And a piece of toast. Well, it wasn't a piece of toast. It was the knobby. Now, if you're from Essex, you'll know what that is, the knobby. It's the end of the bread. I think they call it the heel in other places. I've always called it a knobby. Yeah, should I ask you what? What's the end of a loaf? Or the start of a loaf, a cut loaf? I always like to have the knobby and then put that in the toaster because the knobby was a little bit thicker. But this morning I had a piece of knobby bread and I was like, no, I don't like it. I've gone off it. It's because it was white bread. You see, if it had been brown or something, I would have enjoyed it more. Like something like a boule or something, you know, cut a little bit off of that. It is boule, isn't it? The bread, French bread. That's okay, but not a cut. I don't know why I got a sliced white loaf. Pretty funny with bread, you know.
I'm very, very funny at SE because sometimes white bread can be very... It's that. Like, don't. I can't explain it. I'm getting more and more things wrong as I get older. I tell you. It's not right, is it? There's lots of things wrong. So we've got loads coming up on the show, loads of great music, plus my guest today, and me sipping my coffee gently in a couple of minutes. I'm going to go put the kettle on, get the coffee, get myself ready, and get ready for action on Phoenix FM with Eat My Brunch. Sorry if this is all coming out a little bit fast and furious this week. There's people messaging me saying, where are you? Why are you not on the radio? What's going on? Oh, congratulations to Natasha at the Chicken and Frog. Her gorgeous grandson, Ezra, is one today. He's gorgeous. Oh, my gosh. Oh, he's gorgeous. Oh, yes. Happy birthday, Ezra. And he's got lots of books in there as well. Obviously going to be a writer and a reader. Right, coming up, here's a bit of Janet Jackson with a bit of Whoops Now. Bit like me this morning when I was off the stuck in that traffic jam. I was like, oh my god, no. So Boyd Brook Street now, if you can, click and have an update for you in a while.
Celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., Contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Nealino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. Take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire for an exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Do you have talent, but nowhere to show it off? Do you have stage? Our online talent show mobile app contest from the comfort of your home. Singers, dancers, rappers, comedians. TK Talent Show and try to win a weekly cash prize. Winners can receive up to $100,000. All talent is welcome. Download TK Talent Show now. TK Talent Show. TK Talent Show.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6 p.m. with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing.
Thank you.
Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. 3 till 6 p.m. on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these guys.
For Brentwood and this is Phoenix FM.
Yeah, still not got my coffee, but I will go. I'll go and put the kettle on now. I promise. I need to have a little. I've got some of the milk in with me. Do you know what? I can't bear those little cartons of milk you get when you go. You know, if you go into B&B, you know, if you go to one of the hotels and they leave you a kettle with some little sachets and have that little milk thing. Oh, I can't bear it. There's never enough, is there? You pour it in, it's like you need to double the amount of milk. I always think, and I always like a cup of tea in the morning if I stay anywhere. I do like cup of tea or coffee. I normally have coffee, actually, to be fair. I will drink tea if I'm having a clotted tea. That's it, a clotted scone, which is not very often, probably about twice a year, to be fair. But then you have to have that with a cup of tea. I don't know, a cup of coffee. I don't know why. I think it's because it's special. Cream tea. It's not a cream coffee. I'm going off. Do you know what? I'm going off fancy coffees. I mean, yesterday I had a flat white. I couldn't face a cappuccino. I've had too many cappuccinos lately, you know, when they've been bought, and I was like, no, I just want a regular, I don't want a large, regular, flat white, and that's just like, you know, it's nice. I'm getting fed up with cappuccinos. You go through stages like that, don't you? I had some chicken last night. I because I got in quite late, I thought to myself, what can I have for dinner? So I bought some chicken pieces that were coated in, because I do, you know, I like my chicken. It was coated in something, like a bit like KFC, but not. It's because KFC changed the recipe about 20 years ago. I can't stand it now anyway, but that's my personal opinion. There are other chicken shops available. So I had that in a little ciabatta bun with some mayo, light mayonnaise. It gave me terrible indigestion. Last night at about 1 o'clock, I was like, oh, dear, acid indigestion. But it was quite nice. On the other hand, I knew when I picked it up, I was like, I don't like chicken in breadcrumbs kind of thing. I don't. And yet I bought it, and I do it every time I buy it, and then I have it, and it gives me indigestion. And now I've got another two lumps of chicken to eat because I bought a box of it. And I refuse to throw it. I'm not throwing away food. I have to eat it. I'll have to have it for my dinner tonight and tomorrow. Yeah, I'll be all chickened out. Hurricane Highway are back. They've got a great track. This is on my independent list. It's great music. Do check them out online, Hurricane Highway, and this is called Home Team. Enjoy.
We don't wear the same jersey at the bar watching the game. Can't talk about God or politics or who gets in the Hall of Fame. Can't agree on whiskey, who makes the best truck. Go back now when we under, but we know who's got our back. When we're up against the wall, we know the razor glass. Victory's big and small.
went to heaven, gone through hell, those feelings don't go away. They could have moved across country, or be just around the block. 1 minute back together like no time sticked off that clock. Yeah, we know who's got our back when we're up against the wall. We know we'll raise a glass for victories big and small. Same side, win or lose, hard times we get through.
Don't don't take me for what I'm saying, just take me for what I am. Cause this is where I'm staying. My 2 feet are in the sand.
Because it's radio and it's local.
Marley and the Wailers with Jamming. That's the Fisher rework. Still haven't got my coffee. I know. I'm just going to sort out my social media and put stuff out and, you know, get myself ready. And I haven't even had my cup of coffee. I don't, you know, it's all gone wrong. I don't even think. I've got a biscuit with me today. I think I picked up. Oh, yes, I've got it in my pocket. Very warm as it's been in my pocket. It's like a sweet your nan used to give you. Oh, have this sweet. My mum used to do that. She'd go, have this sweet. It's been in the bottom of my bag. I go, I don't want it. I don't want the sweet that's been in your bottom. But no, God, it's fine. Nothing wrong with it. I don't know. They're the words I don't want to hear. There's nothing wrong with it. There's not. It's, how long has it been in your bag, Mum? Not long. It's like 5 years, probably. You know when you get a sweet and you're like, this this has gone off. It crumbles and you like disintegrates. You're like, well, how long has it been in here? But she used to like chocolate limes. And I've got one in my pocket. I bought them because I was in the farm shop and I think this one's about 4 months old. I bought them from the farm shop because they've got some old-fashioned sweets. And I thought, oh, chocolate limes. I mean, not that I love them. They just remind me of my mum and dad would have them, like chocolate limes. They're very unusual, you know, boiled kind of sweets. Although I took the ones I really like. I like the ones that... they're like are they called cough drops or something? They taste very kind of antiseptic kind of tasting. I'm getting a thing for that. You know, like driving sweets. I did buy myself some driving sweets when I first went to my sister's. I went from Essex to Brecon, which is about 3.5 hours of a good day, up to about 7 hours, depending on the traffic. And I actually bought some of those tinned sweets that have got powder on them. And it was there when my job was like, I had my passenger with me. They went, pass my driving sweet, and I'd have a little driving sweet. I think I had about 10 of them on the way there. And then, you know, the ones that like, they're kind of like little drops of lemon or orange or strawberry. And then you get the green ones, and I'm like, I always like to have a lucky dip, and I will eat whatever I've got, and I'll try and guess it. I try and put the driving sweet in and go, ah, that one must be a strawberry, that's a lemon, that's an orange, that one's a green one. I don't know what they taste of. Maybe they taste of grass or something. Here is Mama Ra with Wash Out.
I should really get fit, take my vitamins, drink less, buy more houseplants. I should really grow up, get a proper job, I should dad not you. Cause the kid I was once is behind me.
Oh, FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look and see what's happening on the roads. I was caught in that traffic this morning at the M25. Let's see if that's eased off a little bit. I think there was the traffic lights working on one of the sections of the Brook Street roundabout, so let's have a look. Queuing traffic due to failed signals, A12 both ways on the M25, junction at 28, Brentwood Brook Street roundabout, congestion to the slip road, 2 mile queue back past the Brentwood bypass onto the roundabout, so be aware, avoid. A1023, once you get onto that, that's clear, heading up to Wilson's Corner, no issues. Some road works and some temporary traffic signals at the Avenue both ways, Thorndon Country Park and the Avenue to Ingrave Road, and the Avenue has two-way temporary signals. You've also got the A1023 Chelmsford Road around Alexandra Lane with some temporary traffic signals as well. As you head up the A12 towards Chelmsford, you have to come off at the first turn-off for Chelmsford. You have to go on to the following turn-off for Chelmsford. So they are going very well. I travelled there yesterday, so just be aware, it'll give you some diversions after the next junction is Gallywood, so you'll come off at Gallywood to go into the centre of Chelmsford, or possibly you could turn off before at Mount Nessing and go that way through, but let your sat nav tell you. So that's all your traffic and travel.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now this Friday, Big Cheese Comedy Night, Billericay Town FC at the New Lodge, Huntswall Road in Billericay. It's performances from Fiona Allen, Misha Hall, Louis McLean, and the evening's toast is going to be Josh James. So if you fancy a really good laugh, it's only £15, 8pm start, and you can find more details on our website. It's got rave reviews over the last couple of months. It's just been getting funnier and funnier. Everybody that's going is giving it really good writing up, so do pop along. It's organised by our very own Darren Mutu.
Phoenix FM's events are sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road or call on 01277 222269. for pleasure and profit.
I've got my coffee now. I'm relaxed. I've got my coffee. I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine. Now, I thought I would play a track out that I played yesterday. It's called Praise NDA Pocket. It's Praise, P-R-A-A-A-A-I-S-E, then NDA Pocket. And this track is called In His Eyes.
Fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take her body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on, go play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the world is built for two. Only worth living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now. Singing in the old bars, swinging with the old stars, living for the fame. Kissing in the blue dark, playing, pulling wild dots, video games. He holds me in his big arms, drunk and I am seeing stars. This is all I think of. Watching all the things fall in and out of old walls. This is my idea of fun. Playing video games. It's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I'll tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you want to do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I. Only with living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now you do. It's you, it's you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you want to do. Can you light the bad girls, honey? Is that true? Better than I ever even knew. That the world is built for two. On a if somebody is loving you, maybe now you do. Now you do.
Phoenix FM. Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? Guided Learning. We want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford. Visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, join me, Joan Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6 p.m. with local events, Drive Live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing.
Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
3 till 6 p.m. on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Coming up, we have got Justin Timberlake, and he is filthy. Hey! And taking us up to the news.
Across Wood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.